Curtain Radio.
Well, if you have answered the question to yourself, honestly, and everyone puts on weight from here, you know, from time to time, that's for sure, but it's become a bit of a crisis, I think, out there. Dr. Christina Pollard, Associate Professor of the Faculty of Health Services here at Curtin University. Good to see you, Christina.
Oh, hi.
You're looking fit and healthy and just the right weight.
Thank you.
I think what we have to differentiate with is with the fact that it's not about looking good that everyone's worried about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, body weight is very much tied into how healthy somebody is, and particularly as we get older, if we are overweight or obese in particular, then that's associated with some really chronic diet-related diseases like diabetes or heart disease and even some cancers.
I know, it really has got to the proportion, has it not, now, that we really have to be very mindful of it. A lot of countries around the world are, and we always keep blaming takeaway food and that sort of thing, but it's sugar intake that's in a lot of the quick and easy stuff that you can drive through and go home with, and it's not that expensive for a family sometimes, and I think the introduction of that has seen us so huge change around the world.
Yeah, I've worked as a dietitian for many years and in public health, and I think the environment is really pushing people to eat more food and exercise less.
I wonder why.
So, and just because there's big money to be gained from the types of snack foods and takeaways, but people are really struggling to maintain a healthy weight, and that's what our study is about.
Today, more than ever.
Yeah.
A few decades ago, not the case, because we didn't have those services available, quick and easy and giveaway. And we'll get on to what you're going to be asking people to get involved in a second, but you look at the restrictions on tobacco advertising and so on, and it's all gone, and we look at it frowning on it a little bit. We don't want people to go out of business, but you have to look at healthier options. I don't know why they still allow television advertising, radio advertising at night when it's mealtime.
Yeah, I think any advertising influences people. We know that. There's good evidence. And we have, diet is very contested. The food industry is probably even stronger than the tobacco industry because it's much broader. Mm-hmm. And so we have health star ratings on foods, whereas some countries have warning labels, so they tell people which foods to avoid. So we need to work quite hard to maintain a healthy weight in this country.
So you're saying around the world they are sort of accepting the fact that they do need to put guidelines in, but we're not following as yet.
Yeah, we have the labelling on food products has started around the world, but some countries, Brazil and Mexico, are starting to put warning labels, you know, like black stop signs on foods that are high in fat, sugar and added salt, so that people avoid them, which is what we really need to do.
Well, you've also have to have a mindset to take notice of that, because a lot of people don't really want to know. It tastes good.
Yeah.
You know, it's meant to taste good.
Yeah.
And it's that people often think of it as a reward.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of mindless eating, you know, where the food is there, it's promoted, you get reminded, and so you suddenly feel hungry for it or want it. Whereas there's a real art in eating for health and really thinking about what's good for your body and how to manage that.
You know, it's not until you become unwell that you appreciate what your body has gone through. We're an amazing machine.
Yeah, and our body's amazing. Well designed to look after us.
It's amazing.
So we need to look after it.
I know, we just take it for granted. We need to keep it serviced.
Yeah.
I know, but you know what? I guess if you're in a position where you think, yes, I should admit the fact I do need to, for my health's sake, I have to do something about this, they probably think we're nagging, you know. It's like a mistress saying, come on, eat your apple, or, you know, I don't want to eat an apple. Yeah, but you have to for your health. Yeah, but I feel healthy. You know, it's this resistance.
Yeah, I think people just want support. So they want support about how to navigate this, because it's everywhere and often you don't even see it. You pick up, you know, the petrol bowser and suddenly there's an ad on it. It flicks before you at the screen when you're paying. All of those little reminders are insidious. So it's time for most people who want to stay well to actually think about and make changes if they can.
Well, for their own longevity.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to lose people. When you look at, I'm speaking to someone a little bit later today about diabetes And that can be a result of being overweight, very overweight. 537 million adults around the world at the moment are living with diabetes. And it's going to go right up so much higher in the next couple of decades. That's warning. You can't get much more of a warning than that.
Yeah. We speak to a lot of people who've been diagnosed with diabetes and have made massive changes for their health. And they wish that they had done it prior to becoming a person with diabetes. So I think, it's really important to see whether you can actually make some changes ahead of time.
Well, like you say, support is the big thing. Mm. We're not going to judge you, and this is what you've got coming up, a great study. No one's going to judge you because you are overweight and you've got to that point, but now it seems, if you're part of this study, we can help you.
Yeah, we know there's a lot of people who are overweight with a body mass index of over 30. So we're really speaking to people who are quite overweight, have been overweight for quite a while and are trying to lose weight and have found it really difficult.
Have you got a criteria of the weight gain they should have had to be part of this study, is free?
It's the body mass index of 30, and people can go onto our website and put in their height and weight to work out their body mass index. But you'll know if you're more than just overweight.
I know what you're
saying, it's likely that you've tried different things and you've been overweight for a little while. So we're looking for adults between 18 and 65 who have been trying to manage their weight or are interested in managing their weight.
Yeah, it's a very big mind thing, isn't it, psychology? Is it worth it? I feel hungry. And unfortunately, a lot of the refined foods don't satisfy your hunger.
No. And a lot of people, once they actually start eating a bit better, because this study is really about making some changes to eat better. Once you start doing that, you start to feel better. And then that will reduce your weight over time.
So you probably have to get your whole family involved.
Yeah,
for a lifestyle change.
I think so. I mean, I think once one person in a family takes action, other people can't help but follow because there's different things in the fridge, different ways of doing things. And most people will find, we used to do population studies in Western Australia. Most people want to be healthy.
Of course.
And most people want to eat well.
It's just got out of their control.
Yeah.
That's what's happened.
Yeah.
Now, let's look at this study a little bit more. How many people are you wanting to be part of this and what does it involve?
Well, we're after really around 400 people in total.
400?
Yeah,
gee.
Because we're doing what's called a randomised controlled trial. So we're doing a proper research study to look at the impact of this CHAT2 approach, which is connecting technology and health using an app.
CHAT, Connecting Health and Technology. Study.
Yes.
Right, that's what CHAT2 stands for.
Yeah.
And what does it mean?
People will come, if you register in the program, if you're eligible, there's a couple of other things. You need to have not had weight loss surgery, because we want people who haven't had that and not be taking any medications for weight loss.
Okay.
So there's quite a lot of people at the moment looking to medications, but we are after, there should always be kind of one of the last things you do to try and manage your weight. So we're looking for people before that. You have to be able to take part in telehealth videos. So if you've got a computer at your home, or you can do it on your mobile phone.
Is that to be done that way all the time?
Yeah, there's four sessions with dietitians using a mobile phone, but then there's also four visits to the university for monitoring. Now, whether people are in the study or not, they'll get some support. So they'll come to the university, they'll have bloods taken, we'll look at body fat and blood sugars, as well as you'll have a DEXA scan. So look at where the fat in your body is located. All of those results will immediately, they'll be given to you, and they can go to your doctor with your permission. And as we know, body mass index actually predicts health. So a lot of people who are quite overweight or obese actually have health risks, and some of them that they don't even know about. So just participating in the study is helpful for that.
We highlight what the conditions are.
Yeah, and people will go into a control group, usual care, or the intervention group, and work with these dietitians who've been working with our psychology protein.
That's perfect.
Everybody will get some information about healthy eating, and so anyone who participates will find it useful. People who enrol need to enrol for 1 year. So we need that length of time because this is not a fad diet. This is not a drop weight and see what happens. This is a lifestyle change. So you sign up for a year, you come in, you have your test done, you meet
at the start.
Then you get divided into two groups, either a control group or an intervention.
What's the difference?
So the intervention group gets to do the work with dietitians, and the control group gets usual care, plus they get their blood results and the booklet.
So you analyse the people that come on the first day, which area they go into.
Yeah, and it's random. Okay. So we can't tell you that you'll be in either group.
Okay.
The statistician spits out some numbers, and that's how that gets done. And then the value of it is that whether you're in a control group or the intervention group, after 1 year, you will have contributed to this research. So there'll be more information about out there about how dietitians and this online process and the mobile phone app to measure your diet can actually improve your health. Both groups will get the mobile phone app and will record their diet intake for 4 days at the beginning, then at 6 months, and then at the end. So we will, you know, we'll check in with everyone in the study.
Because a lot of people will feel that they might give it up. That's the thing. Do they get advice at that point if that happens?
I think we stay in touch with our participants, and the team led by Professor Deborah Kerr are very good at randomised controlled trials, and they're a really friendly group and supportive. And I've been visiting with them when people have been coming in, and so by the time someone signs up into a program like this, they're quite committed to
doing
something. Of
course, they'd have to be to even start to be with you.
And I think one of the problems is that a lot of people who find themselves in this situation cannot get access to care or support. So they go on fad diets or they try whatever they can. So we're sort of providing something for everyone, but we're really testing this dietitian online intervention so that we can scale it up if it works, and we're pretty confident that it will.
Yeah, I'm wondering at the end of the year, and how long do you want the study to go on for? The people will participate for 12 months, but then all that information, you're analysing it, and for the future, what will it be used for?
Yep, so the type of care we're providing with the online dietitians will be something that can be delivered via telehealth going forward. So what we're testing is if it works and how well it works.
Yeah.
And once we have that, then it will be able to be offered for more and more people.
Well, that sounds good. We have to be trying something, that is
we
for
do.
Certain.
Yeah.
And just to define who you would like to volunteer, you're looking for 400?
We've already got 150.
You have already?
Yep. Okay. So we're looking for at least another 100.
Oh, great.
So that's 250, but if more come, great. We need that number so we can actually tell the difference between the two groups, and we're particularly interested in men.
Yeah. I wonder why.
So, you know, some people talk about wanting to have face-to-face sessions with dietitians. What we know with people who are really quite overweight or struggling with obesity is that often that can be quite stigmatising. So these online sessions are quite helpful.
Yeah.
But when you come in and you meet the team and you have your bloods and they're provided back to your doctor, it's really valuable for anyone who participates.
I could imagine that the groups, if they're like-minded, obviously, while they're there, if they get together, they could be their support groups as well.
Yeah, I think in this particular type of study, it's done one-on-one.
Oh, so okay. You don't see the others.
Yeah, you get your own dietitian to work with across the study period. You also get to work with our team if you're in the control group. So when you come in for the baseline check and the follow-up programs, but you also get to keep the mobile food app, where you get taught how to download it, and it's a research app, so it's really, it's evidence based, and you can look at what you're actually eating for a day,
yeah,
and have that analysed.
Okay, now you would like to get a few more men involved.
Absolutely.
Which makes sense. I won't ask you particularly why. But
well, actually, I might just tell you, because men are at a high risk of chronic disease related to being overweight, and often they don't know that they're overweight. You know, by the time we're an adult, we see people around us, a lot more people are being overweight, so they think
it's normal. Yes, you're
and
right.
Often women are more likely to come forward for any type of study, whereas this will really benefit anybody who comes, because if there's anything showing up in your blood, so your weight, you'll get some
pick
help
it up
immediately.
Early.
Yep, and it's really important to pick
up. And the age group you're looking at?
18 to 65.
Just 65 men and women, and give us an easy contact.
The best way to contact us is via email or go to the website. It's chat2study, C-H-A-T, number 2, S-T-U-D-Y.
Yep.
com.au. So chat2study.com.au.
And the website would be chat2study?
The website is chat2study.com.au. The email is chat2study@curtin, curtin.edu.au. I would recommend people go to the website, have a look at it, because then you can test your body mass index, put your weight and height in,
and then
see if you suit. You can send us an email. We'll chat to you about whether you would be eligible. But this type of intervention is much better than all the weight shakes and
the injections these days.
Yeah.
My goodness.
So, we're really trying to help people to make lifestyle changes here.
I think it's a great concept.
And so they won't be talking to your next person, because they'll, you know, prevent the likelihood of overweight and obesity if you lose weight.
Yeah. Well, we have to do it.
Yeah.
We really have to acknowledge the fact that there is a huge problem, like cigarette smoking was. This is the next epidemic.
Absolutely.
There's no two ways about it.
Yeah.
They're going to receive a voucher for each visit to Curtin University.
Yes, so there's four visits, and at each visit they'll receive a voucher to compensate them for their time.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned, free monitoring of the diet and the health for 1 year. Test out the researcher-designed mobile food app to record your food intake, and benefit yourself and others by working with a team of experts. How lucky are they to be involved?
Yeah, it's a wonderful study.
Good on you. Congratulations. Thank you very much indeed for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christina.